Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There was another interesting shift that we haven't talked about yet. Ashton Gelati, the Chiefs' third-round pick from last year and somebody that they had some hopes for this season, officially started over, disappointing to this stage, Charles Omenihue, and the snap totals have finally gotten close to even. Gelati, 47% of the snaps. Charles Omenihue, 56% of the snaps. So they made a shift. It was quiet, and they still used Omenihue more than they used Gelati, but they started the rookie over the veteran, who you had really high hopes for, and a lot of people
had
really
high hopes for. Yeah, he's been disappointing so far.
But he had his best game. So is it that he took the pressure the way we talked about it with Isaiah Pacheco, and he's like, uh-oh, I might lose some of my playing time. Time to get on it. And he is a guy who has openly admitted gold to being disappointed to the checks he has been made available to him in an offseason. Or did he just, like, things click for a week? Bad offensive line? You found a way to take advantage? Because to this point, Charles Omenihue has been a non-factor in the pass rush.
Yes.
Yeah. This last game, he finally became a factor.
It was his best game of the year, but he, you know, because he actually popped a little bit on the screen. Yeah, I definitely thought he was going to have a great year. Now it's week four. It doesn't mean he still can't have a great year, but it's been disappointing, to say the least. First 4 weeks of the year, there's some promising, you know, underlying metrics that are out there about Omenihue and his ability to get off the snap of the ball and get across the line of scrimmage. In week one, it took him 1.02 seconds, according to next-gen stats. Then it went to 0.97. Week three was 1.06. This week, this past week, 0.74. So he was quickly getting a good jump on Lamar Jackson, getting across the line of scrimmage.
It's funny what a difference a quarter of a second makes.
Yeah. These are numbers that are clear improvement. So hopefully that's a sign of, like, he's getting close to being able to make an impact in that way. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt it's been a disappointing start. Four pressures, though, this past week. Hopefully he's getting going. Because if he could, that could change a lot for this front four of the defense.
The way their defense is going right now, obviously you and I both agree they're one of the better defenses in the NFL. But if the pass rush continues like this, I think what we're going to have, Gold, is 1 to 2 games the rest of this year where some team who figures out how to take advantage of the blitz torches them and gets them for big plays. And you're like, what happened for a game or two? I'm not saying it can't work
for sure
over the course, but I feel like there's going to be one or two teams that find a way to take advantage of the fact all of their pressure comes from sending Nick Bolton, sending corners, sending additional linemen, putting 5 down linemen. We've seen them do a couple of different times where they have Leo Chenal essentially coming in and playing a 5th additional down lineman. They need Charles Omenihue to be better, or Ashton Gelati to be a really high improving rookie defensive end. They got that out of George Karlaftis. I know that there's a difference in the rounds they were taken, so the expectation, I'm not saying he should have George Karlaftis expectations,
like,
but Karlaftis came around, as you remember, week 8 or 9, he was a lot better in the second half of his rookie season.
I'll be interested in the snap count for Gelati this week after seeing he started over and the snaps, as you said, were 47-56 in favor of Omenihue. But then Omenihue's coming off his best game of the year. Mm-hmm. Do we see
and
the snaps?
The better player in the
and
game.
Then also, it's one thing, we can talk about snaps all we want, but if Gelati's just getting more snaps and he also is not getting the pressures, well, then we're having the convo because Gelati's, of course, the future more than Omenihue, just given it's a one-year contract and he's an older player versus Gelati they just drafted. So you want it to be Gelati by the end of the year getting better and all that. But I guess it's not as simple as, well, he's starting now. Well, is he starting and is he producing, though? Because he can start over Omenihue all day long, but if Omenihue's the one getting 4 pressures a game and in 25 snaps and Gelati's getting 1, well, then obviously we know which player's having more of an impact. So it's just something to keep an eye on. But we have seen Gelati and Norman Lott get starts the last couple weeks. Norman Law at the tackle spot. So that's happened. Although this past week, I want to say it was Derek Nnadi that was actually the first defensive tackle out there, or one of the defensive tackles on the first snap of the game.
Hey, look, if you look at the defensive line right now, none of the numbers are going to jump out to you. George Karloftis, to this point, has been their best defensive lineman. He's got 3 sacks. He's got 6 tackles for loss. He has been, and I would say Chris Jones is just wearing a lot of heat. So, like, that part goes in there. But, I mean, if you look at it, the let's find one more pass rusher part, the second best guy's probably been Leo Chenal. That's a sick thing to say. Leo Chenal's been your second best guy in the pass rush department? Well, that can't be good. Like, I mean, and no, that's not a knock.
Scheme wise, they're making it work, right? I mean, it's one of those things.
Your that's life why I said is, I think there might
your
be a
life is a lot easier if anybody on the front four does it, but they've got at least a defensive coordinator that can mask some of the deficiencies and lack of production right now they're getting from the front four. That's exactly what they've been able to do.
And four,
being super creative.
This is what's crazy. In 4 games, George Karloftis has hit the quarterback 10 times. Pretty good number, right? That's just as good as Josh Hines Allen. It's actually a little better than Josh Hines Allen, who we mentioned for the Jags. Drew Tranquil has hit the quarterback. Or I'm sorry, Chris Jones hit the quarterback 5 times. Drew Tranquil and Charles Minnehue hit him twice. You're like, that's it? Which means Ashton Gelati's only hit him once. You're like, you guys have... I need you to hit the quarterback more than every 4 games. Like, that's just not going to be a ratio that is going to be successful in the long run. And again, I still think no matter what, they've proven they'll be a good defense even without it. But the Gelati thing and the Charles Minnehue thing is one to watch. That's a matchup, just like the Breshard Smith thing is. Over the next 4 weeks, who has more snaps, who has more pressures, who has more quarterback hits? And over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be paying attention to who gets more snaps, who gets more carries, who gets more catches out of the running back group. Those are the 2 matchups that could actually change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.